Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So I think it's just simply Tyreek Hill could be the answer here. And I think so. If I'm going to caution Stefanski in any sort of way, it is the idea that Mike McDaniel was basically, he could do whatever he wanted for a couple year stretch, because not only was he attempting to win games, but they were competitive. They had a really fun offense and they seemed like they were heading in the right direction. And then the bottom fell out. But we've made the connection before between McDaniel and Stefanski and how all these different national people view them. Thinks McDaniel's great. Thinks McDaniel is some sort of, great offensive mind. And I think Tyreek Hill alone has really neutered not only the perception of Mike McDaniel, but really what any confidence any Miami Dolphins fan would have in Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I think the Tyreek stuff's big. I just think it's the quintessential stuff of Mike McDaniel doing things that are weird or silly or goofy or whatever. And trying to play with the media, it doesn't save you if you fall short of expectations. I think that's maybe where Kevin Stefanski is smart to not give the media anything and why he doesn't.
I just feel like because I've been trying to figure out for years why, in fact, the media still fawns over Stefanski and why they still they love him. And there's nothing that can take you off the idea that Stefanski is a great coach. They just all continue to tell us that when us locally here just sing a little bit of a different tune. And I think it's got to be the idea just how public you let everything get. I mean, the players only meeting that the Dolphins held, the idea that Tyreek not being named a captain while then letting all the other teammates vote on who would be the captain, all these things come into play. And ultimately, I think the public perception shifted on Mike solely because of these other scenarios, and they haven't bit Stefanski because of what you're talking about.
And it's weird. I know they haven't had a lot of playoff success, right? What, no playoff win since 2000?
2000, yeah.
But he's been to the playoffs two of the last 3 years. Last year, their low was 8-9. Browns are 3-14. They've had one playoff win in going on 6 years now. And the last time they're in the playoffs, they got smoked.
Right.
So last 4 years, it's no playoff wins. And the fluky element of 2023 can't be ignored.
But the genius of Stefanski in all this is that the perception is the house is in order. Even through 3-14, we never felt like he lost everyone. And even though we had stories about the locker room, it never hit the front page of an ESPN show or a national publication. The idea was, well, Stefanski is the adult. Stefanski still has everything in charge. Where McDaniel's losing everyone right now and has for basically about a month straight is that nobody thinks he knows what he's doing, and it feels like the people on the Dolphins are running the team more than McDaniel is, and Stefanski's never let that part go.
Yeah, and here's one other way. I think Mike McDaniel is good in front of the media, but I don't think that he has done the work, whereas Kevin is not good in front of the media. I think he's really good with the media, specific members of the media, calculated members of the media away from the microphone.
So, but I thought McDaniel was for a little bit. I really did, because he was getting the same type of hype and buy-in that Stefanski's getting. But you've noticed everyone's left. They've all left the idea that he's some sort of wunderkind and he's some sort of from the Shanahan tree. The way we look at like KOC, for instance, I'm still using KOC, as the McVay disciple. And we've done this before. We've done this with Zach Taylor. They've all just kind of ran from that.
So, by the way, just as a quick aside, because we were talking about this with John Kuhn earlier, it's really a crime that we don't put Matt LaFleur into the Shanahan, Sean McVay in that conversation, because I know he doesn't have the Super Bowl yet. I know he hasn't been to the Super Bowl like Shanahan, but and certainly McVay's won it. For my money, what what LaFleur did reinventing Aaron Rodgers and getting him back to MVP level, reinventing the offense, and then the transition to Jordan Love. I don't know too many things are that impressive in the NFL.
I think the past couple of weeks you've started to see him get way more respect, but you're right. He does not get put up in that big-time coaching, I don't know, like top five, top 10 range, where he definitely should be.
And so it's interesting because we're talking about two guys who, I mean, I think Kevin Stefanski's gotten a lot more credit than LaFleur. I think Mike McDaniel has early in his career more than LaFleur, and I just think that's really, really interesting because Matt's also coaching for one of the five best organizations in the history of football.
Yeah, I think he's starting to get the credit, though.
But it's interesting, it's just coming now. I think that's where...
Well, I think the Jordan Love intro was very hard because Jordan Love really did stink for 2 months straight. Like, he sat for 3 years, and then he got an opportunity in the first 8 games of his career. Couldn't have gone any worse. And then the next 9 were awesome. And so, like, I think there was a lot of catch-up that a lot of people had to do there. And then Jordan Love last year, he played through some injuries. He looked fine. He didn't look great. Like, there's still some up and down attached to it. But now it looks like things are getting in a better direction. But the McDaniel stuff is just, it's very fascinating to me. It's just a lesson of how certain people get treated and how when you have the disgruntled wide receiver, you have the players-only meeting, you have the loss the way that they did last week to a division rival. Like, you see how it all just collapses really quickly.
So we do have the Kevin Stefanski show coming up in about 30 minutes' time. Don't forget, though, Dolphins-Bills tonight on 92.3 The Fan, and I have heard more than a few people nationally speculate if this is a blowout and the Dolphins are 11.5-point dogs, even though it's on the road, that should also be noted, that this could be curtains for Mike McDaniel as soon as tomorrow morning or tonight. So I don't know that that's definitive, but there's a lot of speculation this could be a sticky wicket with Mike McDaniel. How did Mike McDaniel lose the media when Kevin Stefanski hasn't as of yet? And we're talking national media. Let's go ahead and get to our buddy.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
So on the fan hotline, it is Cash Lovett. Cash, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good. We appreciate you joining us as always. Cash, of course, joins us every single Thursday at 6:30 to share his picks. I do want to point out, I'm looking at the games you're interested in right now. I got to jam you up, buddy. This is only our third week together. We're building the bridge to Trust Town. No Browns and Packers. I am incensed, but not really.
No, I wanted to attack it in multiple different ways, and then I was like, I can't go against the Browns 2 weeks in a row. Unless we can get Myles Garrett to rename the Defensive Player of the Year award.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Just didn't see any real way that we're going to be able to bet it.
So is this a game that you just stay away from in general, or are you just being a loyal Browns fan?
For me, I would just stay away in general. I mean, like, I like the under, but you can just see some late garbage time. They let Dylan Gabriel or Shador go ahead, throw it around the yard, and then all of a sudden you're holding the under 41.5 ticket, and it's, what, like 35-14, and you're just kicking yourself?
Well, Cash, I'll tell you this. Miami-Buffalo is a stay-away game for me. That line is too rich for my blood. Way too many points for me to be trying to cough up there. How do you see it?
A little bit like you. I don't think we've ever seen Week 3 have a double-digit point spread. And this might be the first time. But I think we've all looked at the Dolphins and just, like y'all were doing, expertly saying, Mike McDaniel's not only lost the media, he's lost the team, players-only meetings. The two ways that I love this game is the Bills, -11.5. But what I really love is James Cook over 68.5 rushing yards. Because believe it or not, the Bills have the number one rush attempts in the NFL.
Cash, looking to the college game, it's a great slate here. We got a couple big Ten games, but looking over in the SEC, Auburn at Oklahoma. Where are you at here?
It once again pains me to hitch my wagon to that Boomer Sooner, but I really don't see any way that Auburn's going to be able to hang with them in Norman, Oklahoma. I'm sure everyone's seen the news. Jackson Arnold was at Oklahoma. Brent Venables is one of the best defensive coaches, I think, over in the past 10 to 15 years in college football, with what everyone wants to say over at Clemson, everything he's done at Oklahoma. John Crazy Leg Matiers is out there doing some wonderful things with that offense. It looks revitalized. I like him even right now at -7, but that's probably the highest that I would take it.
I got to say, it pains me to do. You keep doing it with the Sooners, friend. At some point, I feel like you're breaking our ankles here.
No, I enjoy making money. And so if I have to root on my rival, I get to see them be undefeated as we head into Dallas, Texas. You got the Texas State Fair, all of your delicious food, and then we get to break them and their spirits, all the better. You know, just like you want Michigan. You want them to be undefeated. You want them to be like, hey, let me get those tears. 5 years in a row, we're going to take it.
I'd actually like him to lose every game.
Let's go into that game because Nick's got a lot of confidence in Matt Rhule. My only rule with Matt Rhule,
the golden rule
is that when he's playing AP top 25 teams, you don't do it with Matt Rhule. He's 2-22 versus AP top 25 teams. Michigan in the top 25. I got another feeling he's just going to vomit all over his shoes again.
I think it's a fantastic rule. I mean, I know it's year three. They say it's the turnaround. Nebraska's got all of this. You think that they're meat and potatoes, run the ball, play defense. Well, guess what? They can't play defense. They stink running the ball. Michigan is going to sit here, lock them up. I think we saw Bryce Underwood start getting a little bit more comfortable in the second half against Oklahoma. I think they're going to rush for over 150, 200 yards, somewhere in that range, and just kind of eat away the clock. We're looking at a nice low scoring, like 24-7. Matt Rhule has vomited all over himself, as you like to say.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm going to be really happy to be right and righter than both of you. All right, getting back to the NFL game, Dallas at Chicago. Please tell me you weren't putting any stock into Ben Johnson impact in Chicago, because me likey Dallas.
Look, I know we're in Cleveland, but sometimes you just got to go with America's team, right? They had the fantastic documentary. The way I would look at this, though, it's -1 at -110, or you can just take them on the money line at -115. Go ahead, take Dallas on the money line, pay the extra 5 cents. That way you don't have to worry about a pusher or anything. Watch that offense storm up and down the field as Ben Johnson is wondering why he left the safety of being an amazing offensive coordinator with that talented offense.
How do you see Rams-Eagles this weekend?
This was the scariest one that I did because it goes against one of my cardinal rules of when you see West Coast traveling East Coast in an early game, those body clocks just have not adjusted. But I really like the Rams. We're getting the hook at +3.5. I think Matt Stafford and that offense is humming on absolute cylinders. The Eagles offense is looking just kind of tush push or nothing. Hey, let's get it to 3rd-and-3 or something. We'll do it twice in a row, get our first down, and keep going. Well, Jalen Carter on defense also got kicked out of the first game, didn't look very good in the second game, and those young cornerbacks are looking a little bit like they can be taken advantage of. So Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, Matt Stafford just running away with this game with a little bit of revenge from the playoffs.
All right, you are a former offensive lineman. I know because I've Googled you. So I will ask this. I am also a former Hog Molly, and I am enraged at the anti-tush-push-push that has been from the media at large this week. I think the tush-push is a beautiful play. I think it's an American play. Again, you are a former offensive lineman. Cash, what do you think about the tush-push?
Look, I've never seen a holding call in my life. I've never seen a false start by an offensive lineman. But I will say we have to line up behind the ball. Outside of that, absolutely. Let's start bear crawling, move them 5 or 6 yards down the field, let the quarterback dive over and keep going. Just line up behind the ball is the only thing that I'm asking for, so that you're right. We can watch beauty in motion. There's nothing better than seeing a 330-pounder work his way down the field with two people on his back.
And I'll tell you this. You also want to make sure to wait for the snap. I would say that would be another thing they keep doing. Cash, good stuff this week, buddy. Appreciate you.
No, I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
One segment to go, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.